We're one step closer to new tariffs on China and perhaps more expensive goods for U.S. consumers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The U.S. government has made official its plans to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports from 10% to 25% if negotiations starting tomorrow do not go well. The government put a formal notice in the Federal Register just this morning. What this means for trade negotiations with China? Anyone's guess. So what is a market to do? Let's bring in Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, markets have kind of been whipsawed over the past few days over, you know, whether these tariffs are coming, whether they're not, whether the deal's coming, whether it's not. Is it a negotiating ploy? Is it not? What is the wise approach to take for an investor?
The news keeps changing because the market has priced in largely that there will be some resolution. It won't be too detrimental to trade in either direction. And Sunday's tweets from the administration definitely changed that perception. We saw a big concern in the market yesterday when people started to take it more seriously. And you could see that the market sold off across the board. Every sector was down, where people were just trying to reduce exposure overall. And the market should prudently wait this out. Now, the market can be emotional, so there might be more volatility yet to come.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Google's 2019 I/O conference is underway in Mountain View, California. 7,000 software developers are registered and ready to hear what the internet giant has planned for the next 12 months, from new Android phones to in-home voice assistants. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
There's a lot of focus on search, as you might expect from Google. The company demonstrated improvements to its AI assistant for phones, homes, and cars.
Hey, Google, play some jazz.
Sure, check out this jazz music station on YouTube Music.
Google also launched new hardware, a lower-priced Pixel Android phone, and an in-home assistant with a bigger screen and camera. Mark Mahaney, tech analyst at RBC, says this is all about one thing.
There are a handful of companies that are vying for the trophy of having the most data on the largest number of consumers.
But recent data breaches at tech companies have put the spotlight on privacy, which Google CEO Sundar Pichai addressed more than once on stage.
We strongly believe that privacy and security are for everyone, not just a few.
Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference is next month. As well as iPhone updates, expect to hear more about where your data's ending up and what people are doing with it. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Nearly a third of Americans say they don't make any payments using cash in a typical week, according to a survey from Pew Research Center. After all, there are debit cards and credit cards and PayPal and Venmo and Square and Google Pay and Zelle. But what about the more informal reaches of the economy? What about, say, leaving a few dollars in a street musician's hat? Some buskers in the U.S. are experimenting with accepting tips digitally. It has its challenges. Lila Goldstein reports.
It's a sunny afternoon in New York's Washington Square Park, and the street performers are out with their tip jars, tip buckets, even an optimistic tip garbage can. For some, asking for money is part of the performance.
We know what you guys is thinking. Why are these guys out here?
Why?
Could it be for money?
Yes!
A group of acrobatic breakdancers prepare to vault over a line of six people. But first, they pull out big laundry bags and start collecting bills.
I got $20 from this kid all the way from New York City. Give it up for New York City.
Kaheem and Kareem Barnes lead the group. The twin brothers go by Tick and Tack, and lately, cashless spectators have been asking them if they can tip digitally. Here's Tahim.
You got to get up with the date and the times, I guess, you know what I mean?
So they have a poster advertising their account on Cash App, a payment app through Square. They've also used a card swiper and recently got a Venmo account. People are using them, but they only bring in around 10 to 20 bucks a week. That's about 2% of their tips overall. For Kareem,
cash is always going to be first.
And managing a handful of digital services for just a portion of your tips can come with some glitches. Tahim, for example, once mistakenly gave out the wrong account name. Some services have fees, and they usually have to be linked to a bank account. Bill Maurer is an anthropology professor at UC Irvine who studies financial technology.
There's really no good solution for folks in the informal economy.
Good old-fashioned cash, on the other hand.
I don't need to have a bank account to make it work. I just need the cash in my hand. And as soon as I give it to you, it's yours.
He says none of the payment services we have at the moment can really do that. And for buskers, there's an extra benefit to cash.
I found out one thing is that people, when they tip, they want to be seen tipping.
Ricky Sires has been doing puppet shows in Washington Square Park for 6 summers.
You know, they want it to be appreciated. They don't want it to be missed.
And that's exactly the case for Justin Seitzler, an onlooker with an empty wallet watching a piano player at the other end of the park.
I wanted him to know I left him a tip because I've been sitting there enjoying his music for 10 minutes. So I wanted him to know that I wasn't just walking away without giving him anything.
After sending him $10 on Venmo, Seitzler finds an analog workaround. He actually talks to the musician to let him know. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.
Speaking of handing over money, if you owe money, the rules on how debt collectors pester you into paying it, however you pay it, are changing. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's proposing changes to account for email and texting from debt collectors. You can hear more about that at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.